Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Hello, welcome back. Shalom Aleichem. Today's Daf is Tmura Daf Lamed. We begin five lines off the top of the Amid at the two dots. Oimer Lachaveri. Heloch Tleze V'chul. This loops back to the Mishnah. Where we learned about the Asnan, so that's the gift given to the immoral woman for that improper union. It becomes possible for a korban on the Mizbeach. In fact, the Pasuk says, Leisavi Esnan Zoino, meant to bring in the Esnan, the gift of the Zoino, Umechir Kelev, likewise. An item used as payment to purchase a dog. So something in exchange for a dog is called a Mechir Kelev. It's not allowed, Beis Hashem Elekecho, Uchol Neder, Ki Toyavas Hashem, Elekecho Gam Shneim. It's abominable to Hashem, something unwanted. Gam Shneim, those two items. Now, in the Mishnah, we learned about a case which was subject to dispute. So we have a fellow who turns to his friend and he says, Hey, lecha, tell us, tleza, take this sheep, take this item, so that your shivcha, your maidservant, will spend time with my slave. Is that considered an esnan? We have a machlokes. Rebbe says, that's not an esnan. Chacham say it is. So first, for the circumstance, what's going on? V'hashivcha le'eved mishra sharia, asked the Gemara. An esnan is only something on account of an improper union, but a maidservant is allowed to spend time with an eved. We're talking about a non-Jewish eved, eved Kanani. Mishra sharia is perfectly okay. That wouldn't qualify as an esnan, which relates only to improper unions. Amar Rav Huna, when he says Eitzel Avdi, it's a euphemism. It's an expression he meant personally himself. Amar Rav Huna Etzloi Kamar. V'hadaktani Eved, and the reference to the Eved is Lishna Ma'al Yekamah, just an expression which masks. So it's a more proper way of saying it. Rashi says the Eved here is the Aver of Tashmish. In any case, of course, it's improper, and that's why. It's certainly a candidate for Esnan. Well, then, that begs the question, so why does Rebbe not label it as an Esnan? Yisrael has no business spending time with his Shivcha, Yehachi, my time with the Rebbe. So why is Rebbe not considering an Esnan? Omar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Lo'elam Avdi. Let's go back to the simple reading of the words. Avdi means my slave, but not an Eved Kanani, an non-Jewish slave. Chiktani Beved Ivri, we're talking about a Yiddish slave. Okay. So that would explain why according to a Rebbe, it's not an Esnan. Although he's a Yiddish slave, but as we know, we learn back in Maseches Kedushin, Rashi brings it, it's based on the Pasuk, Mishneh Eschar Sachar Avodcha, double. He has a double work. He works by day and at night, meaning he has to spend time with a Shivcha in order to generate offspring, Avodim, for his master. So it's perfectly allowable. Now it would explain why it's not an Esnan. So that justifies Rebbe's Shita. But now we shift over to the Rabbanon. Yochi, my time with the Rabbanon. If so, why do Rabbanon consider it, yes, an Esnan? We know that Shivcha le'eved, even le'eved Ivri Mishra Shari, she's okay, she's mutter for him. So there's nothing improper about this union. Hachaba Mayaskina was speaking going to Lesley Isha Ubanam. This Jewish Eved that you own does not have his own wife and kids, doesn't have a family. And we know that in that case, he has no business spending time with his Shivcha. The son, as we learned in the Braisa back in Maseches Kedushin, having one's own family is a precondition for access to the Shivcha. The son, he has no family of his own. Ein Rabbi Meisel Shivcha Knanis, in that case, his boss cannot pair him up with the Shivcha Knanis. Only Yesh Lo Yishu Banim. He has his own family. The Eved, Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Knanis. In that case, his master pairs him up with the Shivcha Knanis. That's the rule that we learn based on the pasuk there. So the situation here is that the Eved does not have his own family. That's exactly the point of Machlekes. Chacham say it's forbidden for him to access a Shifcha, in which case if they are paired up and there's something that changes hand is Telez given as a fee, as a pay, for that union, that qualifies as Esna. And Rebbe disagrees. He doesn't hold up the whole precondition of the having to have his own family, in which case it's perfectly permissible. And there's no Esna involved. Continues the Mishnah. Ve'ezu Mechir Kelev. Next item in the pasuk is Mechir Kelev. How do we define a Mechir Kelev? Oyem L'chaveri. Reuben turns to his friend Shimon. He says, Hey Lach, Tleizeh, take this Tleh, this sheep, Tachaz Kelev Zeh, exchange for this dog. He uses a stel as a payment for a dog. That's your classic mechir kelev. Likewise, v'chein shnei shutfin, where you have two partners. They own the farm, which constitutes, you know, sheep and a dog there. And they divide the assets. One fellow walks away with just the 10 goats, and the other fellow with 9 goats and a dog. V'chein shnei shutfin shechalko. Echad not lasar. One walks away with 10 sheep, 10 goat. Ve'echad tisha v'kel. The other fellow with 9 plus a dog. Shekenegad akelav asur, or asurim. All 10 that Reuben took, those are kenegad akel, correspond. They're opposite the kelav. On the other side, they're all asur. The obvious question will be why. Perhaps just one of those goats, which correspond to the dog, should be Aser. That was taken in exchange. Why all 10? We'll see that in the Gemara. V'shima kelev mutarin. But all those alongside the dog, so the other 9 goats that Shimon took with the dog, are mutarim, are okay. No reason for them to be Aser. They weren't given in exchange for a dog. Continues the Mishnah. What about in the reverse? We speak about an Esnan to a Zoyna, a mechir of a kelev. What if it's an esnan ha-kelev? So it's a gift as a fee for improper union with a dog. A mechir of zayna, or something paid to purchase a zayna. Rashi says, purchases isha as a shifcha for zayna purposes. Hareilu mutar. There's no disqualification in this case. So the pasuk only disqualifies very specific types of procedures, the esnan to the zayna and the mechir of the kelev, but not in the reverse shenamar, because the pasuk cites a number. That pasuk that we quoted before ends with the words gam shneim, two variations, two but not four, shneim v'lo yarbo, likewise v'lo desein mutarim, their offspring. So the offspring of the goat or the sheep that was granted as the esnan or the mechir, but if they have offspring mutar, so that status does not carry over to their kids, because the pasuk says gam shnehem. So hem tells us heim, available to say hen, only they, the original ones, heim, available to say, not the offspring. Turn it up. How do we know what a mechir kelev means? Zeo Khalife Kelev. Mechir means in exchange, used in a swap for a dog. Mechir Oimer, as we find in the pasuk, the term mechir relates to a payment for something. Timkor Amcha B'loi Hoin, Hashem, you sold your nation, so to speak, without B'loi Rebisa B'mechirem, you didn't even demand a high price. So you see that mechir relates to payment in a purchase transaction. Says the Gemara, hey Mo, perhaps you can say like this, that Mechir Kelev is just another variation of an Esna, payment for improper union with a dog. Hey Mo, Esna, Mamish, the guy, the Bach adds, Esna Mamish. So the Gemara is sort of challenging. How do you know mechir means? only the money used to buy a dog. Perhaps when the Torah forbade an esnan, esnan relates to esnan zoyna, and also to an esnan kelev, and also to mechir kelev. That's what it seems from the mefarshim here. I think Mora really is asking, let's add another variation: esnan zoyna, mechir kelev, and perhaps esnan kelev as well. Bachas Geris, imkein habu tilasa. If so, you have three. Esnan Zoyne, Esnan Kelev, and Mechir Kelev, Uksiv Gam Shnehem, the Pasuk cites number two. Lesh Lesha, two and not three. Says, no, that's not what I meant. Mikam Rina Anan, Esnan Mechir? You think I meant that by a Kelev, you'll have two? Variation, Esnan Kelev, Mechir Kelev? Esnan Velo Mechir Kamrina. I meant to say like this. That perhaps the term Mechir Kelev is not, as you had proposed, payment for purchase of a dog. Payment for spending time improperly with a dog. Maybe that's what it means. Esnan v'le Mechir Kamrinan, which gets us to a sum total of two, as per the number in the Pasuk. Im Kenem Akrov l'Isavi Esnan Zayin v'Kelev. If so, why does the Pasuk insert the term Mechir? Just say loisavi esnan zoyna, and also v'chelav, the esnan of the zoyna and the esnan of the kelav. So esnan relates to both. V'chsev esnan zoyna mechir kelav. The change in language, esnan zoyna then mechir kelav, tells you that two separate kinds of things. Shema mino. There's a gersa mechir hu dekam rachmon of loy esnan. Shema mino. That in fact, mechir and esnan are not synonymous. Esnan is Esnan, that relates only to a zoyna, to a human, and mechir is actual payment for purchase of the kelev. And only those two are us. Hashutven shecholke echad nos, echad natal, v'chu. So we have these two partners, divided the assets, he walked away with 10 goats, him 9 goats and a dog. So all 10 in Reuben's possession are tainted by that dog found in Shimon's portion. And the question is why? Just pick one, single out one goat in Reuven's pack, which corresponds opposite the dog in Shimon's pack, and that's it. That cancels it out. And all others in Reuven's possession are okay. They don't relate to the dog. My skin was speaking, they're not all of equal value. But almost like this. For example, the total value of this entire package was worth $20. So each partner walks away with $10 a piece. Shimon took 10 animals, 9 goats and 1 dog. The goats happened to be worth 99 cents each. The dog, $1.09. That gets him his $10. On the other side of the equation, we have Reuven. Walks away with 10 goats. Each goat being worth a complete dollar. The dog on Shimon's side exceeds each individual goat. If it's, you know, paired up 1-to-1, he's worth $1.09 versus the goat on the other side, each one worth only $1. So the extra 9 cents spills over and is considered distributed throughout all the rest of the 10 goats on Reuven's side. A penny per goat. So basically the value of the dog is distributed and spread around. There's a bit of dog value. There's a bit of payment for that dog in each and every one of Reuven's goats. So they're all tainted. They're all relate and they identify with that dog and considered Bechir Kelev to some extent, and that's why they're all us. Hacha, my skin was speaking Kigoyin. For instance, the Tafid Mei Kelev Mechad Minayu. The dog is worth a bit more than just one goat on Reuven's side. The goat is just $1. The dog is $1.09. And this excess value, this extra 9 cents, the kelev in that dog, shadi bikulu, is now distributed throughout all of Reuven's goats, and they're all classified as Mechir Kelev. Es, Nan Kelev, Mechir Zoyna, Mutav, Vechu, Omri, Robin, Parzikla, Ravashi. It turns out in face. But no, Ha'mil, Salam, Rabban. How did the Rabbanah know that Ein Zanus L'Behemus, the concept of Zanus only applies to humans, to people? So instead of the right person, he's deviating to something else. That's called Zanus. But by Behema, it's in a different league. It doesn't relate to humans. It's not considered, it's not categorized as Zanus, Rashi explains. The question was really posed on the Halacha and the Mishnah. Rashi on the top line. Tony Masnissen Esnan Kelav Mutah. There's no concept of an Esnan by a Kelav because interaction with a Kelav doesn't qualify as Znus. It's not considered Esnan Znus. How do we know this? Amrleis, he says, for the simple reason that we don't find any reference in the Torah to this type of thing. Amrleis, Lenishmait Krod, the Torah would not have omitted Lichtav from writing Esnan Zoyna via Kelav. Apparently, there's no concept of Esnan by a Kelav. We find the same in the Brisa. How do we know? Esnan for a kelav and mechira v'zayin is mutar. Shnama beis loy dalad. Pasuk says shnehem only two, not four. Likewise, the Lord is saying mutar and their offspring are okay. Shnema gam shnehem only the original. Heim b'loy b'loy the same. Like we had in the Mishnah. Amar Rava. Vlad hanir ba'as asur. We have an animal who's already carrying. Is already expecting. And a fellow interacted with the animal. So the mother animal becomes disqualified. She's a nirba. Likewise, that status affects the offspring inside as well. Who had partaken in that experience? Because he's one and the same as the mother. Vlad hanirbas asur, he uvlad hanirbu, because the mother and the offspring inside took part in that experience. Likewise, negachas asur. An animal which attacks and kills becomes pasul with its offspring inside as well. He uvlad anochel, with the offspring inside took part. But vlad moksev and evad mutar, the unborn inside a animal designated for idol worship or actually worshipped, that offspring is separate, is mutar, unaffected. Why my taima? Liime akse, liime palchilo. The muktzah status only applies to the mother, which he set aside. He needs the mother as a carb. He needs the mother by the zarb. Leave me a palachilo. He worshipped the mother. He wasn't focusing on the offspring, so that offspring is unaffected by that experience. Igadamri, there's another version of the halacha, that even the vlad of a muktzah benevet is also asr. My time, you know why? Denichale benifchi. Although technically, perhaps it's somewhat of a separate entity, but the presence of that unborn animal inside the mother enhances her appearance, makes her more plump, and makes her more of a substantial avodah zara. So yeah, in fact his mindset is to designate or to worship even the whatever is in there, whatever is part of this enhanced package. So it's affected as well. Amar Abachadvi, speaking about enhancement through plumpiness, Amar Abachadvi bar Ami Amarav, Hamakadish v'perish sharaniskol. So there's animal waste inside the animal. He tells the Isha, sorry, I'm out of rings today. I want to be Makadish you with the perish, with this material inside the bull that was condemned for Misa because of attacking a person. So although the animal itself is totally asur bahana, it's condemned, it's not something which you can use, has no value, you can use it for kiddushin of an isha, but the perish inside is unaffected by that status, and it has some value, can use as fertilizer, so therefore mikodesha, the kiddushin takes effect. But perish eglav b'dezorah, it does the same with the waste inside the avodah zara animal, animal kodeshes. Why? My taima. Iboy say a crow, either based on a pasuk, iboy say misvar, or based on logic. Iboy say misvar, based on logic, like we said before. Nichleik avodah zara benifche. Because any material that aids to enhance the look and the impressiveness of the avodah zara is something that he's pleased with, something that he's incorporating into his Avodah Zarah experience. So it's considered having taken part in the Avodah Zarah experience and become an Asur Bahano, as opposed to the perish inside the Sharon Iskal. When the Bezdin, you know, called out the bull and held it accountable and condemned him, it was the bull, not the perish inside, which is like a separate entity. And the reason is because the owner has no gain and benefit from a fatter Sher HaNiskel. He's not, you know, focused on that. It's not... So it's considered a separate entity and unaffected by the Isra HaNoah on the bull. You might say Makro, or based on a Pasuk. Avodah Zarah covers everything, even something which is seemingly insignificant. Gav Avodas Kecham, Ksivet says, V'yisachirim Kamayu. Don't you dare get involved with Avodah Zarah. Get it out of the way. Kol Shatam Hayim and any byproduct, even a byproduct of Avodah Zarah. Hari Kamayu is considered like Avodah Zarah itself, as Asur Bahano, even the perish. Kabashar Niskel Ksiv, as opposed to Shar Niskel, it says, Le'echos Psari, its meat should not be, its flesh should not be consumed. Only that. Psari is also but Pirishai, the waste, which is about to leave the... That's Mutzer. And therefore, it can be used for Kiddushin. Okay, now back to the Halacha of the Asna. We spoke about the context, the parameters of what's considered, what's not considered, but what about the actual material? What did he give her? Nosan Lamois. Suppose he paid her actual money. Can she take that and buy a carbon with it? Harayil Mutarin, yeah. But if he gave her something which can be directly offered as a carbon material, that becomes affected as an esnan. Yenais, wines, or shmonim, wines, or slices, and flowers. V'chodobish k'yitza by karev al mizbeach, or anything which that type of material can be used for a carbon, also that becomes affected by the esnan status and becomes possible. Nosan lo mukdash. What about if he gave her a carbon as an esnan? It's already a carbon. Nosan lo mukdash. That does not become affected. Hare'il mutar. So these carbonis are still mutar. What about if he had his own private bird? Not a carbon, just a plain bird. Does that become an esnan? Oifois? Yep. Hare'ilu asur. And they become disqualified. Shayyib din, because there's room to think otherwise. Perhaps we can give an okay to a bird. Perhaps it does not become affected by the esnan experience. Shayyib din. Ma'im. You have an animal which is already a carbon. Shamum poisal bahen. A mum would affect it. It is susceptible to a blemish. Nevertheless, ein esnan mechir chadaleir. But the esnan or mechir tag would not be applied to an existing carbon, as we just learned. So despite the fact that it is susceptible to mum, but not to esnan or mechir. So you think, certainly an oif, a bird, which is unaffected by blemishes, even a blemished bird is okay for a carbon, as long as it's not, you know, missing, right? Oif she'ena mum poisel boy. A simple blemish does not affect a bird. So you see, it's more resistant to disqualifying elements. Ein din, wouldn't you agree, shelo yehei esnan or mechir chal alav, that the esnan mechir tag would not affect it. Talmud Leimar comes to Pasuk with respect to Esnan and says, L'chol neder, L'chol extends even to birds, L'havi Yisarif. Kol Asurim L'gavim Mizbeach. Any type of animal which is possible for a carbon, V'loda Yisein Mutar, their offspring are okay, they're not affected by the mother's, you know, status. Rabbi Eliezer Omer v'la treifa lo yikarev. He says a treifa animal, if the mother is a treifa, v'la treifa lo yikarev al-gabe mizbeach, should not be put on the mizbeach. And we'll see the reasons in the Gemara. One more point. Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus Omer k'shera sheyonka min ha-treifa. You have a trade for animal who's nursing a healthy little calf or whatever. Pisula malgabe mizbeach. So this young animal nursing from a mother with a treifa becomes affected by her status and is no longer fit for a korban. Again, the Gemara will explain exactly to what extent, what's the extent of her nursing, we'll see. Kol ha-kachim shenasu treifa. One last point, if you have a korban that became a treifa, ein poydin oisam, you can't redeem it as you would a normal animal, which becomes disqualified, because in this case you can't personally consume it. The only option you have is to the dogs. We learn that you cannot redeem a korban if the intended purpose is to feed it to the dogs. It has to be something which is roi for consumption. Otherwise, you can't be poided. Tanu Rabban. Back to the Esna. Nosan lo chitin. So we learn in the Mishnah that if you gave her actual mizbeach material for an esna, it becomes asur. On the other hand, if you gave her money as payment, she can use that to purchase a korban because it's an indirect type of. But let's say it's something in between. Nosan lo chitin. Tanu Rabban. Nosan lo chitin vasan seilus. He gave her wheat, which she turned into flour. So technically, it's not the actual esnan item that he gave her. It's been transformed somewhat and converted somewhat. But after all, it is still the original, you know, material that was given as an esnan. Or zaysim vas asan shaman. He gave her olives, which she turned into oil. Anavim vas asan yain. Grapes turned into wine. Does this byproduct have esnan status or not? Tani chada asurim v'tani idich mutar. One brisa says asur, it retains the esnan status, and the other brisa says it's okay because it's been transformed, converted, revamped, relabeled, repackaged. It's not the original. Amar Yosef, actually, it's machlekes b'shem and b'sila. Tani Guria and the Menaspura, he had a version that it's Machlekes Beis Shammai who says Oishrin, Beis Silmatir, Beis Hillel Savri. It's okay, it's not the original Esnan. Haim Veloy Vlo Desayan. Haim Veloy Shinu Yayan. Just as the Pasuk says Haim regarding qualifying the offspring of the animal that was given an Esnan, likewise, was transformed, it's something new, it's unaffected, it loses that Esnan status. Beis Shammai Savri, Haim, yeah, Veloy Vlo Desayan. The offspring are okay. But something which was merely, transformed, gam. The pasuk says gam shneim l'ramboy shinu yain. It covers even these transformed materials. Ube ube sil except gam. What do ube sil do with the word gam? Gam. You're right. This word ube sil is kashya unexplained. Tan rabbanan. An esnan is unfit for what? To be used as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hashem alekecha, as per the pasuk description. Prat the parashain bo the bais, as opposed to paraduma. So if he gave her a paraduma as an esnan, that's okay because it's not meant to be processed inside the Beis Hamikdash. It's shechted outside, it's processed outside. The ribbles. The chacham, I mean, the rabbi says a rikui. Just the opposite. They hold that not only an actual carbon on the mizbeach is possible if it's an esnan, it even covers materials used to plate the walls, gold plates for the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach. That would be covered under the Esnan disqualification. Man Chachamim, who are these Chachamim? Amrav Chizda, Rabbi Yisrael, Ridahi, the Sanyas, we find the Brisa, Nosan Lazov, he gave her gold. Rabbi Yisrael, Ridahimer, Einoisen Rikuin, Afila Acher Beis HaKaparis, you can't use it for plating of the Beis HaMikdash. Even for the section behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, over there behind that wall, that's a lower level of Kedusha, it's in the area less used or whatever, so even there, it can't be used for. Nosan l'mukdashin, a regular mutarim. However, if he had a carbon in his possession, he gave it to her as an esnan, it's unaffected. Asks the Gemara why. Perhaps we could argue that it's affected, based on the halacha that a bird is affected as well. He gives her his own bird, it becomes an esnan, perhaps kachim as well. Why? If you mukdashin, perhaps on a hegdish animal given as an esnan or used as a mechir, esnan and mechir should be chal, should be applied to them as well, mekavachim based on kavachim. Uma efes. Even a regular bird given as an esnan, she'ena mum poisel behem, which is resistant to the mum situation, as we explained before, mum doesn't affect it. Nevertheless, esnan and mechir chal alein, does get affected by esnan and mechir experience. Certainly, mukdashim, an existing carbon shal mum poisel behem, if it gets blemished, becomes unfit. So you see, it's susceptible. Eino din she'esnan u mechir chal alein. Wouldn't you agree that esnan and mechir as well can affect? Tam aloimar. Look at the pasuk, l'chol neder. So we learn, you can't use an esnan for a nether, to make a nether, to obligate, to offer a carbon loitzis another, as opposed to something which is already an existing nether, existing carbon. It was already vowed. That's resistant to any esnan or mechir tagging. Says the Gemara, why do we even need to have a pasuk for this? I mean, it's not really yours to disqualify. It's a carbon belongs to Hashem. Tama de matinu kro. The only reason why it's unaffected is because of the pasuk that spears it. Haloi matinu kro. But if not for that pasuk, habimina utinki yovlo mukdoshin. If he gave her an existing carbon, chalalein esnan mechir becomes an issue. Valav mamayinu. It's not his money. Amar of Hoshia. You're right. In general, we're speaking about a special case, a carbon pesach, which has an element of ownership in it. In fact, we're going like Shitas Rebbe, who says that you can actually sell. But Mamana al Pischa, we're speaking that he's adding another customer to his carbon pesach. He's inviting him to be part of the carbon pesach group. And the money that he would receive in exchange is his private money. You can actually sell a portion of the carbon pesach and use the money for invested in the stock market. Rebbe, going like Rebbe Desanya. We learn from the pasuk at Rasha. Let's say he's short money at home. He's short funds. Hachgeyu mise mikdeachilo. Mimat habayis means he's having some tight times financially. Mihiyos mise. You can enliven yourself. You can shore up your financial hole, mise, by way of selling off a part of your sheep, your carbon pesach, b'chdei achila. According to the Chacham, it's only allowed if the purpose is b'chdei achila. You don't have sufficient supplies to facilitate the consumption of the carbon pesach. You don't have enough wood to cook, to roast it. So you can sell off part of the carbon pesach to supply, to finance the achila process of the carbon pesach. But if the purpose is to purchase a car, you can't do that. It's not your private item to sell. So only within the family to self-supply, to support the actual carbon pesach process, you can sell in order to gain access to funds for that purpose, but not for just any private purpose. Rabbi Omar Mikdei Mekach. Even if the purpose is to buy yourself a car, Shim Einlay, if you're short money for whatever reason, you can add others to your carbon pesach and to your chagiga as well. The money received in exchange for that reservation is your private money. Why? When they were magdish the pesach, it was with this in mind. With this option of mind, so that he sort of retained that ability, retained that element of ownership within it to proceed in this manner. And our Mishnah is going like Rebbe as well. So basically, that is going to be the esnan, if not for the pasuk to sell, spearing it from the esnan status. We're talking, it's already a carbon pesach. And he's granting this Isha, this Zoyna, a portion of the Karban Pesach as a fee for the union. So there would be room to think. It's pretty much like his to give away. And therefore, consider it like any other Esnan. If not for the pasuk saying, hold it. Fact is, it's a Korban Pesach, already has Kedusha, and it's immune from this Esnan disqualification. Kol Asurim Gam Mizbeach, Omar Rav. Kol Asurim Gam Mizbeach, what are you saying, Mutar? Okay, so back to the Mishnah, or some say it's Rav speaking, that all disqualified Karbanis, their offspring are okay. We have a brisa on that. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Osir. So not only by Vlad of a Treifa, like it sounds in the Mishnah, any Vlad of any Pasul Karban is Osir as well. Now, what's the circumstance behind the Allah? What are we talking about? Was the animal already expectant when it became disqualified, or did it only become expectant later? Which really ties into the discussion we had earlier today, presented by Rava, right? Omar of Hunu Bar Chinu, Omar of Nachmach Leukes. This whole discussion regarding the status of the Vlad of Apostle Akar, Chacham say okay, Rabbi Leza says not okay, is only She'ibru Ulbasoif Nibru. The animal was already muberis, already expectant, when the inappropriate experience took place, which disqualified her. And the question is that status extend to the uber as well or not? What's the machlekes based on? Leza savar, Leza holds uber yerachimu. The unborn is a part and parcel of the mother animal. Whatever she experienced extends over to the vlad as well and becomes possible. The rabbanon savar, no, separate entity. Lav yerachimu. And therefore it's spirit. Avol nirbu lobasef ibru. But if the animal is already carrying before, but if the inappropriate experience took place before the animal became mu'uperis, the berakol mutar, everybody agrees it's okay because the vlad was not there, was not present when the aver took place. That's his approach. Rav Amar, he has a whole different approach to the machlekes. Machlekes kishenirbu vasef ibru. No, the machlekes is actually when the revia took place before the ibur. So vlad only came after the experience. Rav Leza savar, Rav Leza holds. Here you have two causations working in tandem. The mother is puzzled, but she's working in tandem with the father animal to generate this new offspring. That's your classic ze vze goyim. You have two causation factors. One permissible, the father animal, one prohibited, the mother animal. They merge together to generate this offspring. Can we just ignore the isser or not? The Rabbanan Savar, Zevizagarim is Asur. You have to reckon with the mother element. Rabbanan Savar, Zevizagarim Mutar. No, we just ignore the mother element. Since she wasn't exclusively the cause of this product, it's okay. Aval Ibru, Ulbay Sev Nirbu. However, if the animal is already carrying and then had this review experience, the Berakal Asur, everybody agreed it's Asur because Uber is Yarachimo. The Berakal Asur. And the Uber had experienced the Isra as well. Verabala Tamei. Okay, and Rava, of course, links up to his opinion stated earlier, which likewise presented this point that if the Uber was present, you can't spare him. He's part of the experience. Dama Rava Vlad Nirbas Asura. Hi Vlad Nirbu. Vlad Nagachas Asur. Hi Vlad Nachu. Right, before. The animal was already expecting when the Revia took place, or the Nagicha took place. The psul extends to the offspring as well because it's uber yarachimu. There was another totally different version regarding this machlekes. The machlekes pertains to totally different factors. Machlekes shenirbu kshen mugdash. The discussion between Rabbi Lezer says the vlad is asur and Chacham say it's okay. That's only when the revia took place. Interaction with the human took place, kshe mugdash. When the animal is already a carbon, the blood of Savar Bilzi Milsu. He can use the Uber because it's bizarre, it's degrading, it's inappropriate. So even though she became expectant only after the Avera took place, it's irrelevant. The fact is, he's an offspring of a disqualified Karba. Rabbanan Savri Lai. But I'm not concerned with that. Aval nirbu k'shein chulim. Let's say the inappropriate union took place before the animal was labeled as a carbon. It was a regular animal. In that case, it's okay. Hayil v'yishtanu. Since there was a transformation, it was converted from chulin to a kodesh animal. Then, eventually had a baby. Divrei kol mutar, and everybody agrees it's okay because the experience took place it preceded the hegdish status. So we could just ignore that experience with relation to this offspring. Okay? You see, the offspring now is like two steps removed from the avera. First of all, he's an offspring, he's not the original. And the episode preceded, it predated the hegdish status of the mother, so it's too far removed, it's okay. Rav Amar. Rav Nachman calls Rav Nachman differently. Machloikas k'shenirbu k'shen chulin. Machloikas is only when the revia took place before the hegdish status arrived. Rabbi Eliezer Sava, Bizim Milso. Well, that's the whole, even in this case, the vlad that came about later, it's inappropriate, it's an unbecoming, it's unfit, it's bizoyan. Coming from an animal, a mother animal that had revia done, Rabbanan Savri, Hoyle Vishtanu Mutam, Rabbanan say that since there was this transformation, there was this change of status, even in the mother, which then went from Chulin to Kachem, so the offspring of that is okay. It doesn't relate to the experience which preceded her Kachem status. Aval Nirbu Kashen Mukdashin. But if the revia experience took place after, once the animal was labeled as a carbon, Divrei Kol Asurim all agree. And even if the Ibur came later and the vlad came later, it's Asur because it's Bezayin, it's inappropriate to be Magdish, to Makriv, this vlad coming off a mother animal who had this Avera experience after she was already designated as a carbon. Okay, so let's recap today's daf. Discuss the parameters of an esnan. It relates to a forbidden union. What about the shivcha with the eved? According to the final explanation, it was with relation to an eved ivri, but he has no family, which according to Chacham makes it inappropriate, and therefore it makes it an esnan, which Rebbe disagrees. We spoke about Mechir Kelev as well, an animal or carbon material used as payment for an exchange for a Kelev or a partner took something in exchange for the other partner's Kelev. We spoke about Esnan only to Zoyna, Mechir only to Kelev, no crossovers there, it's only two variations, not four. A Vlad would be okay. What about money given for an esnan and then used to purchase, that's okay. What about something in between, like material which was processed into flour, into oil? That's machlek b'sham b'sila. What about the vlad inside a nirbas, inside a negachas, according to Rava, uber yerach imoy, and if it was there during the experience, it can't escape the mother's status. It's treated accordingly. Which actually tied into Machlekes later on in the Gemara, whether we say Uber Yerachime or not, which was with respect to Machlekes in the end of the Mishnah there. Lezer says a lot of a carbon that's possible is possible as well. Chacham say it's Mutar. We had several ways to explain that, whether it depends on the factors of Uber Yerachime, whether it depends on the factors of Bezayim. What else is immune to the Esnan status? Well, Mugdashan, it's already a carbon, even if it's a carbon Pesach, in which you have some element of ownership, it's immune to the Esnan status, and Mechir status as well, Mechir Kelev status. Now, what about an Oif, a bird? Although it's unaffected by physical blemishes, but it is affected by these types of spiritual blemishes, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.